Masechet Holin Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will talk about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, which is after slaughtering a kosher haya. A haya is a animal that is a wild animal or a bird, that there is a command to cover the blood with earth or something like that. Kisui Hadam. Here we'll talk about the specifics of the mitzvah. Mishnah says, Kisui hadam noheg ba'aretz u'b'chutz al'aretz. Mitzvah kisui hadam applies in Eretz Yisrael and also outside of Eretz Yisrael. B'fnei ha'bayit v'shelo b'fnei ha'bayit. When Beit HaMikdash was around and when the Beit HaMikdash was not around. V'cholin aval lo b'mukdashin. It applies to unconsecrated animals, but it does not apply to consecrated animals. Any type of animal that was dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, there's no need for kisui hadam on them. Venoheg behaya ubof. It applies to wild animals and to birds. Those are specified in the pasuk, where it says haya ubof ashid ya'achel. So it's those specific types of animals. Bimzuman v'sheino bimzuman. Whether they're available, that means they're in one's house ready for slaughter, or they're unavailable. You have to catch them. You have to trap them, and then they could be slaughtered. Venoheg bekoi. The mitzvah of kisui hadam applies to a koi because the koi is a safek. We don't know if it's a haya or a behema. It's a 50-50 chance. So therefore, it applies to that as well. We don't really know what a koi is. There are different theories on what this animal was. But the blood has to be covered because of a safek deoraita. We don't know if it's a haya or behema. Safek deoraita lehumra. You're not allowed to slaughter a koi or yom tov. And if a person did slaughter it on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Kisui Hadam. You're only allowed to do Kisui Hadam for a Haya or an Off, even though covering the earth or covering the blood with earth requires effort. Hachamim said that you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov for the mitzvah. This should technically apply to a Koi as well, which is possibly a Haya, and you may be fulfilling a mitzvah. But Hachamim said, no, we're not allowed to cover the blood of a Koi on Yom Tov, because if we cover it, people are going to think that a koi is a haya. And when they make that mistake, thinking it's a haya, they'll come to eat the chilev, the forbidden fats of a koi, because eating the chilev of a haya is permitted. But you're not allowed to eat the chilev of a koi because it may not be a haya, it may be a behema. So Hachamim forbade covering of the blood on Yom Tov just to keep us cognizant that you're not allowed to eat the chilev of a koi.